With many of IU's 40,000 students out of town, summer has always been quiet in Bloomington. That makes it a special season for locals, but business owners feel like this summer is quieter than usual. Sue Aquila runs the Bloomington Bagel Company, which has operated in Bloomington since 1996. She enjoys quiet summers, but is worried about the lack of students.
I think you can't go anywhere in town now without noticing the lack of students. And some of our wholesale clients have reached out who've said, oh my God, our clientele has disappeared.
Aquila wanted to know whether there are actually fewer students in town this summer, and if so, why?
I know other restaurant owners, business owners have been reaching out saying, wow, somebody said their sales were down 45%.
Data obtained from IU through a public records request shows that is likely the case. Fewer than 4,000 students are enrolled in at least one in-person class this summer, although that number will likely increase as other summer classes begin. It's not certain what the final count will be, but data for 2022 shows that in-person enrollment was down significantly from pre-COVID levels, from almost 8,500 in 2019 to less than 5,400 last summer. Additionally, the number of students living this summer in IU facilities is down to 752 this year, compared to around 1,300 last year and almost 2,800 in 2019. Aquila isn't the only business owner who noticed fewer students. Talisha Kopic runs Downtown Bloomington Incorporated. She says until COVID, summers seem to be getting more busy, not less.
I mean, whereas it was very similar last year to what we're experiencing this year, pre-pandemic, 2018-2019 years were off the charts. They were so busy.
Kopic says the businesses she works with are seeing fewer students downtown. Rental companies have noticed more vacancies this summer, which can hit restaurants and bars especially hard.
Well, they're kind of anecdotal, just hearing from the apartment managers. You know, we heard from one that, you know, maybe only 25% of their building is still there.
Kopic and Aquila think the decrease in student activity has something to do with the availability of online classes. There were 428 online class sections summer 2019 compared to 769 this year. IU administrators like Ron McFall say online enrollment is way up. He's Director of Administration and Strategic Initiatives for the IU Media School. McFall oversees enrollment and student recruitment. He says online summer enrollment has increased, but not because of any strategic effort.
So 17 courses are being offered from the media school that are online. That's the same number as summer 22, but our online enrollment in those courses is up pretty substantially.
McFall says there are a number of reasons students might flock to these types of courses, but he thinks the largest factor could be the flexibility it gives students to live and work elsewhere.
Our students are telling us with their enrollment, this is really appealing. In the summer, I'd like to be doing my internship in LA or Chicago while I'm able to take one course to help me move forward.
Living elsewhere while taking summer courses at IU wasn't as much of an option before COVID. The pandemic was a watershed moment for online summer classes at IU, which had been increasing steadily each year before spiking in 2020. There were 1,293 online class sections that summer, around three times as many as in 2019. Despite more online classes, more students stayed in town during the pandemic. Aquila thinks this was because most jobs and internships were remote as well.
We had students here during the first 2 years of the pandemic because there was nowhere to go at home. I mean, they'd sit in the house with their parents. At least if they came here and did classes and things online, they were with their friends.
As America opened back up, IU reduced the number of online classes, but there are still almost double the offerings this summer as there were before the pandemic. The university may be responding to student demand, but some students who stayed in town, such as music composition major Sam Parnon, wish they had more opportunities for in-class learning.
Yeah, I definitely prefer if you can have the in-person, mostly because being online just makes it so much harder to communicate, especially if you have questions or want to get anything beyond just the content.
Aquila thinks the trend is here to stay, and she believes it's on Bloomington businesses to adjust.
We need to be proactive on growing our community and the activities in the summer. We got the school year covered. It's the other parts of the year that we can really improve.
For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.